kind of cold weather. Sometimes people like it this time to sort of spend the weekend maybe reading a good book, not taking too much in because they just want to stay inside. And we have got some suggestions for you this morning. In fact, go to the library. That's the place where all the books are kept, Craig. That's where there's a lot of books there, too, you know. And this morning we've got folks from the Avon Lake Public Library in to talk about special authors series as well. The assistant director, Jerry Vogel, joins us. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And also with us, one of the authors that'll be featured, Sherry Spencer. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in. Let's talk a little bit about, Jerry, a little bit of this idea of getting authors. They're local authors for the most part that you have coming in, right?
Well, yes. I think it's of interest to support local authors whenever possible because that's what makes your library different from every other. It's who's in your community that is writing and who wants to read them.
It's surprising, or maybe not surprising, that there are that many local authors from Lorain County in Northeast Ohio.
Oh, we've uncovered quite a few. We have a special collection in our library just of all the Avon Lake authors, you know, past and present, and it's a couple shelves now. And I think what's great, too, about it is that people not only want to meet these authors, and I think a lot of people want to be authors, too. So they want to learn from people and find out what their story was.
How it is they got to be published. Mm-hmm. Publishing has changed over the years the way things used to. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's easier. Maybe it's not. But maybe we can get some answers from Sherry Spencer. How long have you been pursuing this career as an author?
Well, this is my second book. So prior to this, I did one book, and that was about three, four years ago.
Okay.
That one came out. Right.
Was it a lifetime to get into the first book? I mean, sometimes people have other careers and they look into this and they think they write on it as a hobby, or maybe at some point when they were younger, they did a lot of writing and they got back into it. What was your story that brought you to actually getting something published?
Writing's been a lifelong passion of mine, but definitely the writing and publication part's been part of a second career for me.
And what was your career before doing this sort of thing?
Practicing law.
Okay. So you're used to reading a lot of books.
I am.
Now it's obviously writing them. Let's talk about the one that you've written. I like the title, Socialites and Scofflaws.
Yes.
In Avon Lake? Is that?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that and what the interest in those types of people and the stories that you're telling.
Well, I'm a lifelong Avon Laker, so I have a lifelong interest in Avon Lake, and I love to research local history. This is the culmination of 4 years of research that come from written narratives, books, and primarily old newspaper articles. I have a couple subscriptions to old online newspapers, and I spent much of that 4 years culling articles that were Avon Lake related, and then pulling from that the nuggets into chapters. And finally, I had enough chapters assembled to put this together as a book, and Socialites and Scofflaws was born.
How do you take something that's a news article and then flesh it out into a story that someone would want to read rather than just like reprinting a newspaper article?
Well, you pull that article, you copy it, you save it, and then you hope that during the course of your research, you'll find some more that'll match with it or that'll dovetail with it. And sometimes it's an inkling that there's a connection between two articles, and sometimes it takes quite a while before you can pull them all together, match them, and make them into a story.
What's the timeline in your book? Where do we start and how?
We start in the late 1800s, focusing mainly on the early 1900s, 1920s, and it goes up to the early 1930s, not much past that because I really didn't want to get into anything any more contemporary than that.
So, Sherry, talk a little bit about the people who came to Avon Lake. For example, Elyria celebrates its bicentennial this year. A lot of people came here. They settled along the river. They had a mill and all of that. What about Avon Lake?
Well, Avon Lake's first recorded settler was a man by the name of Noah. And I can't remember.
Noah Davis,
thank you. And he built a lean-to along the shore of Lake Erie and didn't last very long. I don't know how anyone could through a winter. And he moved on and wasn't heard from again in Avon Lake. Where my book picks up really, though, is when farmers were starting to realize the value of the land that they had along Lake Erie, and Clevelanders, wealthy Clevelanders who were successful in their Cleveland businesses, began migrating toward Avon Lake for their summer homes. and they built their homes along the lake shore isn't really all that different today. If you drive around along Lake Road in Avon Lake, who's got the homes? The people who are very, very successful, and they're beautiful homes. But back in the 1900s, the Clevelanders were using Lake Erie shores for their summer cottages. And that's where they would spend, they and their families would spend their summers because, of course, the climate was much more comfortable there in the summer. You had lake breezes, great place to get away from the smog, the dirt, the grime, and the grind of working in Cleveland.
And so it's a little bit like what happens in Avon Lake stays in Avon Lake during the summertime, and then they would come back to their
absolutely
their regular homes. Tell us maybe some of the stories, one that kind of sticks out or something that really sort of shows what the book's about.
My favorite topic and chapter in the book probably is Prohibition, the Prohibition era. You might think of Avon Lake as kind of a sleepy sort of bedroom community. Well, in the 1920s, it was a hotbed for bootlegging and rum running. And it was a brutal place to be sometimes. There were feuds amongst rum runners and bootleggers. The beach could sometimes be somewhat littered with corpses from the unfortunate consequences of some of these battles or feuds that were taking place.
Gun battles on yachts, even.
Gun battles on yachts. Coast Guard got involved.
Yep.
They got a bit brutal.
Were they using the lake as a getaway, the rum runners?
Well, that was the transport means to go to Canada to get the ill-gotten goods, bring them over to the shore of Lake Erie. Avon Point was just a hot spot for collecting the goods. There was a lot of activity off of Avon Point. So, you know, that's why the beaches of Avon Lake saw a lot of unfortunate activity there.
What about the people that really contributed to the community to make it what it is today? Do you have in the social lives of those people that sort of had left their mark on the community?
They did. I don't mean to downplay socialites just because they came in and scooped up the prime real estate, but when they were there, the women in particular, because the men still spent a lot of time going back into Cleveland, running their businesses, but the women did form a lot of groups, clubs that were educational, that were beneficial to the community. They did bring wealth into the community to aid the community culturally. And children, they had some activities for children where they would bring children from the hearts of the cities into Avon Lake for summer camps. They called them fresh air camps. They were popular not just in Avon Lake, but in surrounding communities. Bring kids in for several weeks, let them live in the homes of Avon Lakers, Avonites, give them an opportunity to experience kind of a different lifestyle.
We're talking this morning with Sherry Spencer, who's written the book Socialites and Scofflaws, Avon Lake's Past. She's one of the authors that'll be part of the visiting authors that come to the Avon Lake Public Library. And Jerry, if you could tell us a little bit more maybe of some of the other ones who will be coming. This is going to be going out through most of the spring, I guess.
Coming up, Sherry's going to be at the library on Sunday, February the 12th, so two Sundays hence at 2 o'clock. And you come and meet her and hear the stories and also get a copy of her book. I should also mention that her book is entirely self-published by Sherry. And Sherry has contributed all royalties as well as all retail markup and so on to Heritage Avon Lake, which is a nonprofit organization that does historic preservation and education and programming in Avon Lake. Sherry and I have two other hats. I am the president of Heritage Avon Lake, and she is the vice president.
Could you explain more about Heritage Avon Lake, if you could?
It's a group that came together from the Avon Lake Historical Society, the Lakeshore Women's Club, which actually was the first to merge. And Sherry's mother was actually the president, the last president of the Lakeshore Women's Club, a group that had been around since 1870. And so they joined us. And then the Avon Lake Landmark Preservation Society, which was formed to save the Folger home, they merged with us last January. So we are now have a home at the Folger home. And we're still fixing that up, but we're doing a lot of programming events, trying to get people interested and excited about our community's history. And there's many of us involved in all these things.
Okay. Now, again, you have different authors coming. I know Dave Schwenson, we've had him on before. He's a big Beatles
fan. Yes, he'll be coming on Tuesday the 21st and talk about some of the things happening. He has a book on the Beatles at Shea Stadium and the Beatles in Cleveland. He'll be selling his books as well and talking about some of these legendary concerts and making TV specials and so on. So, you've had him here, so people know that. Also, Cleveland history, we've got Scott Longart, who did the No Money, No Beer, No Penance, all the history of the Indians during the Great Depression. So there's a lot of things happening then, and of course, No Penance until 1948, and he'll be there to answer lots of your questions and have the book for sale. On May the 9th, we have another, I could say, sort of local author. We've had her before, Kate Nagel. She spent some time growing up in the area and was in Avon Lake, and she wrote a previous book called Untethered, kind of about getting a workaholic, getting her life back for herself, and now she continues her journey with this book called Becoming Kate. It's kind of an autobiography narrative, kind of a you can do this too encouragement. It could help people help themselves. So we got a whole bunch of authors here to talk about, local ones. We're also bringing in a not-so-local author on April the 10th, and that will be Garth Steen, who wrote a book most people probably have heard of called The Art of Racing in the Rain, a story about a dog named Enzo who is living the last days of his life and remembers everything about his owner and his family, and it's quite a touching story. So if you have a chance to read The Art of Racing in the Rain, great, but you also have a chance to meet Garth Steen on Monday, April 10th. Now, we're going to be having tickets that are available at the circulation desk because we only have so much room in our gallery for all these people. But we're looking forward to that as a rather big event as well.
So when people come and meet you, and Sherry, have you talked with folks related to your writing experience in the past, or is this sort of a new thing for you to get out and meet the public related to your books?
They do. They come up and talk to me, and sometimes they'll share stories, which is great because that might be a lead for me for something new that I can maybe put in one of our newsletters for Heritage Avon Lake. And I do enjoy hearing from them because it always educates me about Avon Lake's past when people come up and share.
What do you think people learn if they read that book? That times don't change. Everything is the things that they think is, how could this be happening today? What's surrounding the world? If you read stories from 30, 50, 100 years ago, you realize people are the same then as now, just circumstances are slightly
different. You just hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what they'll find. It might be in a different era, and it might be cloaked in different language, different clothing, but it's the same human nature, and it's the same behavior and the same activities.
Right. Does that make us feel better about ourselves today, or just thinking, I guess we'll never learn? What do we get out of this here?
Well, you know, maybe we'll learn. Maybe finally we'll hit that point where we say, yes, I've made this mistake a couple times now. I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
I mean, it's not like history literally repeats itself, but some of the motifs and themes do. And that's what they mean about learning from history, I guess.
Right.
And a lot of what Cherry's uncovered and other things you read about is that a lot of history is... We romanticize, in some cases, how it was. We imagine how it was, but it really wasn't how it was. It's all filtered through our own memories and our families and just-so stories. But, you know, she's going through newspapers, which, of course, has its own filters, you know, but how stuff gets reported and then maybe corrected and things change. But that is as it was captured then, which is a completely different perspective from just-so stories from today.
Well, but what are some of the more other surprising stories or maybe a little gem that you found that was just kind of a interesting story that you thought, wow, this is real. I'm glad I really discovered this because people have not really heard too much about
it. There were speakeasies in Avon Lake, and they were popular spots.
Do you could you do a tour of those today? Would you be able to know where they are or what they used to be or what they are?
You could know where one of them was if you went to the Avon Lake Library.
Uh-huh. Yes. There was a house on the property that was a secret speakeasy, apparently.
Gentlemen, I use the term loosely, had a basement which really looked more like a well-stocked bar. And if you were one of the select clientele, you could come on in, come on downstairs, and have homemade beer. They called everything rum then. It was all rum. Rum runners carried all kinds of
the
products.
The demon rum.
So, but it obviously, when that goes on and you have those other activities come along with it too, I suppose.
Right.
It's happening there. Again, the book is called Socialites and Scofflaws, Avon Lake's Past. Our guest today has been Sherry Spencer. She'll be there on February 12th at the Avon Lake Public Library. And, of course, you can always stop by and see what things are happening in February for the month of the library, if you could give us a little bit of a highlight, Jerry.
Well, a few of the exciting things happening are that we're having, there are always things like crafts for the kids and for tweens, things you can sign up for. We're having something for the family, a Valentine make and take. So if you haven't got a Valentine's card and your kids want to make something, come in on Saturday the 11th and 10 to 4 in Children's and you can make one. We have We Science, which is something we offer once a season. That is like a kitchen table science class for kids from 3 to 5. So simple experiments and demos they can do. And this is something where if you, it's taught by our Discovery Works staff. It's offered on the 16th of February. So if you call the library beforehand, you can sign up for one of the three slots. It's at 9:30, 1, or 6. And they're all the same. We just try to make three different slots for different schedules. And that might be something really interesting. We also have, of course, on every Thursday, we have yoga with Rob Schulman. I think that's forming into a pretty good steady clientele. We're a bit bunched up and a bit crowded at first, but I think it sorted itself out. And every week you offer something a bit different. And that's at 6:30 on Thursdays, and bring your own mat and water. Yeah, please come to the library, because not only do we have programs, we just always have lots of good books, movies, TV, devices, downloadables. We have all kinds of things to amuse you and educate you with.
Sounds great. Again, the Avon Lake Public Library. Our guest today, Assistant Director Jerry Vogel, and also we've joined by local author Sherry Spencer. Appreciate you both coming in today and sharing some of those stories about hidden Avon Lake.